Good morning, welcome to Emmett Audio. So, it's a beautiful, sunny, cloudless day. Very light wind. It was relatively cold last night, frost on everything, but as soon as the sun touches stuff, it warms up 10, 15 degrees. I think it's supposed to be in the mid-50s today. It's gonna be beautiful. So, I'm really enjoying it. Spring bird calls are all around me. I'm gonna spend some time out in the sun this afternoon or midday, get as much sun on my body as I can, and just really soak it up. I was talking with my best friend yesterday afternoon. He and I are a good match because we both are independently employed. He's a painter, like a fine arts painter. And so we have these conversations about our careers that I find tremendously helpful. And it's a big part of what we have together is helping each other think about our careers and how to keep moving them forward. And one of the things that came up yesterday was how easy it is to coast. You know, he and I have both done major projects, and when you finish a major project, whether it's a book or, in his case, you know, a giant series of paintings, it's easy to coast on that for a while, for a long while. And part of what we were talking about was how you never really know where your career is going to go in terms of opportunities that come your way, and also just the water in which you're swimming, right? Circumstances around you can change that change your circumstances, even if you haven't changed anything. And the best thing you can do for that is to try to keep your eye towards the future and think about what might be changing, and what might be changing both for you individually and also for your scene and also for the world at large, and to make the preparations now to be in a position later, to be in a stronger position later. And usually that means putting in work up front that you're not immediately getting paid for. Doing things on speculation, taking risks. Not taking risks with everything you've got, but taking risks with some portion of your time, some portion of your energy, some portion of your income or revenue stream. And it's really helpful to have someone that I have these sorts of conversations with, because otherwise it's easy to coast. And coasting gets you stuck. And coasting can happen whether you work for yourself or not. You know, I know many people who have jobs that they're coasting in, and that can work until it doesn't work. It works until all of a sudden the circumstances have shifted enough around you that all of a sudden you're not in the position you thought you were in. Or it works until your own circumstances change and you need more, say, than you did before. And you haven't put in the work to get to that place. I think jobs in general lull us into coasting, because there's a bare minimum that we need to do to sort of keep everything rolling over. And it's easy to just do that bare minimum. And it's easy to justify, especially when things are tight, and you can always make things tight by spending more than you earn. It's easy to justify when things are tight that, you know, you can't afford to take the time now to invest in these other things later. This is very true for your health as well. You know, one of my big stretch goals this year is buying a sauna. It's as expensive as buying a car. It feels like a ridiculous thing to buy at times, but at other times it feels like, well, if we have this sauna for the next 30 years, or longer, and it prevents me from having, you know, some major illness that I would otherwise have. It will have paid for itself many times over. And so it's an investment in future me, both the money I'm going to spend to buy it and also the time I'm going to spend being in it is an investment for my future self. And the same is true for many other things that I do, both on the business end, but also on my personal health end, which I frankly think of as the business end also, because my body is my business. I'm not a fitness influencer, but I sure use my body. And if my body isn't functioning properly, I don't have a business. So, you know, I'm working on a couple book projects right now. Some are medium term, some are long term. And both of them are investments so that in 5 years, I'm in a very different place, hopefully, than I am in now. And I think it's so tempting on any given day to say, yeah, I don't have time for that, I'm in crisis mode. And maybe you are in crisis mode, and that's fine, but I think it's worth pushing yourself to touch on the projects you're trying to kick down the road, that you're trying to further, at least just think about them once a day. Do something solid towards moving them forward once a day. And it doesn't have to be much time, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute, if that's all you've got. But those minutes add up, and you'll end up somewhere where you didn't end up otherwise. And I keep circling back to this idea of coasting because, well, frankly, you know, it's like how easy it is to slough off a habit and it just slips away. You don't even think about it. And before you know it, you're no longer learning Spanish, right? You're no longer doing that thing that you thought you were going to do. And you're coasting. And here's the problem with coasting is that, as I've said in all of my books and many times here, you might think like you're just holding steady, but it's basically impossible in the world for anything to remain steady. Everything, whether it's our careers, our bodies, the organisms around us, the bedrock that we stand on, the stars that we are a tiny speck amongst, everything is building or decaying. There's nothing that is actually standing still, holding perfectly steady. Everything, on some level or another, is building or decaying. And the problem is that you can fool yourself, because you want to fool yourself, into thinking that you're holding steady, that you're just coasting, but you're actually probably not. The odds that you're holding steady and improving a tiny bit at a time are worse than the odds that you're holding steady and degrading a tiny bit at a time, because degrading, decaying, entropy is a common thread in the universe. And I also don't believe that this means that you have to go hard at everything that you do. But I do think it's important that you guard against coasting and take the time to think through the things that you want to be pursuing and make sure that you are actually pursuing them, even if it's just a tiny little bit each day. because that's what's going to get you there eventually. And you don't have to know the end point. No, each one of us is on a hero's journey. And the hero's journey is never known. The hero never knows what the journey is going to be when they start it. You can't possibly know what's in store for you. But you know the next step that you should take. And so you do that. And you just keep doing that with your eyes fixed on the horizon of where you want to go. And keep thinking critically about what you need to do to get there. And sometimes it does require tremendous effort. Sometimes there's an artificial time constraint. Sometimes your life is at stake. Sometimes you do need to pour forth everything in you. But most of the time, that's not the case. And when that's not the case, I think what keeps you moving towards those goals is a wariness of coasting. Thank you for listening.